to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Shyamba Radio.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyamba.
Do sound effects.
Yeah, right.
Hey. Loving it. Loving it.
Oh, we needed something a little high energy this evening, because it's, I don't know about your Monday, but my Monday was pretty shitty today.
My Monday was actually pretty decent, but my Mondays are because I'm normally off.
Well, yeah, that does have a lot to help with that aspect, so, yes, most definitely. So, but yes, Monday Blues, we're here to chase away your Monday Blues.
Yes. And we will do that with all sorts of things that we've got going on tonight.
Hi, everyone. This is Anthony from Tampa.
And hey, everybody. It's Joe from Chicago.
Hi. Your Shyamba host, Daddy, here. My butthole be buzzing with excitement for tonight's broadcast of Episode 43, Footprints on a Wet Lawn, for Monday, May 16th, 2016. And now, for the weather. Hey, Anthony. How is it in Tampa? For those
Tampa nights. Yay, well, thank you, Betty. I guess we got some weather forecast going on here. Our favorite topic, the weather. Current conditions at I actually have the wrong weather up.
Okay.
Current conditions at Tampa International Airport, KTPA. It is overcast and 85 degrees Fahrenheit. Humidity is 57%. Barometer is 30.04. Dew point of 68 degrees Fahrenheit. Visibility 10 miles and a heat index of 88 degrees. Tonight, so comes the rain of wetness.
See, now this is the only time we can say tonight. Because in our actual report,
we can say... Joe and I have been battling with language as we record our weather tracks. Because... You know, sometimes he records it and he says tonight, and then 3 days later he says tonight, and then he says like Tuesday when it's actually Thursday. So it got kind of confusing. So I'm like, we can't say today, tonight, or tomorrow. All right. But when we're live, we can, because if you're listening to this, you know we're pre-recorded, or unless you're listening live. Anyway, so tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight. They're already passing through the studio here. Then a chance of a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly after 4 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 74. On Tuesday, tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms. Yay! Mainly after 2, it looks like it's summer. The rainy season has begun. Mostly cloudy with a high near 86. Tuesday night, showers and thunderstorms. Yay! Mostly before 8 in the evening. Mostly cloudy with a low around 73. Wednesday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a high near 86. And that concludes your Tampa Bay weather.
Well, thank you, Anthony. And hey, folks, it's Joe here in Chicago. And I got to tell you, today it was pretty nice out. Very sunny, very pleasant.
Pleasant is good.
Yeah, very pleasant. But folks, your current conditions at Chicago's Midway Airport, which is KMDW, it is currently mostly cloudy with a textbook temperature of 68 degrees Fahrenheit, which is roughly translated for any European listeners we have out there as 20 degrees centigrade.
Fuck the Europeans. Fahrenheit all the way!
Humidity, a very comfortable dry 35%. Wind speeds are southwest at 16 miles per hour, and the barometer is at 30.08 inches. We do have a dew point of 39 degrees Fahrenheit with a visibility of 10 miles. Now, tonight, we're expecting a 50% chance of scattered showers. Now, the isolated showers should occur before 9 p.m. Then, scattered showers and thunderstorms between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. Tuesday, very cloudy as shown in the window, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, with a high near 52. North winds will be blowing that gust around. So, Tuesday night, mostly clear, with a low around 44. And now for Wednesday. Oops, I almost spilled my coffee. Wednesday,
don't spill we'll your have, coffee, that's bad.
Yes, we'll have sunny conditions with a high near 54.
Sweet.
Wednesday night, mostly clear, with a low around 54. Now, you know what? Thursday is going to be sunny. Friday is going to be sunny. Saturday is going to be sunny. Do you see a pattern here, folks? Sunny. We love this because it's been too freaking depressing lately. That's all I got to say about the weather in Chicago.
Oh, well, that is just absolutely awesome, Joe. Thank you for your Chicago weather.
You're welcome.
So, the other day, I had this Q-tip, right? And I was sticking it. And you wouldn't believe where I was sticking the Q-tip at. I was sticking it in my...
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Sinead O'Connor has been reporting missing from Wilmette, Illinois.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
Can you believe that I got a Q-tip in there? Damn. It was the most amazing thing on the face of the planet. Oh, wow. The newsroom is just going crazy right now.
What's going on?
I don't know. Hold on. Someone's flagging me.
Uh-oh.
Wait, there's no one here. I'm flagging me.
We now return you to regularly scheduled program.
Wait, no, my goodness. The cards, they're exploding.
Interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
All right. So, as was just reported, that Irish singer Sinead O'Connor, you remember the one that ripped up the picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live?
Yes,
oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She died, did she?
No. She has been found.
Oh!
Yes, she has been located after earlier saying they were seeking to check her well-being. Police were alerted when she went on a bike ride about 6 a.m. local time on Sunday and did not return. And, she had been staying with friends in the Chicago suburb of the past few weeks of Wilmette. This news story is giving me a lot of fluff. And really? Okay, so she's been found. We don't know where she was found.
But I heard she was on a motorbike. And she was dressed in, like, a pink outfit with some kind of bunny thingies on her head. Now, I would expect that of Bjork, or Bjork.
Bjork.
Bjork. Bjork,
the screamy one.
Right.
Well, you know, Sinead, she's kind of different in her own way. She might have been wearing a pink fuzzy thing.
Do you know anything about Sinead O'Connor? You can give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566 and be a part of this breaking news event.
Being part of breaking news is very exciting. All right, nobody's calling. All right.
Sorry, Betty, that doesn't cut it anymore.
So anyway, so Sinead O'Connor has been located after she went missing on Sunday morning. And that's that.
Wow.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
So when you took the... So when you took the Q-tip out, though, what happened?
You should have seen everything that was on it. It was ridiculous. Oof. Oh, my God. It was disgusting. I almost threw up.
Wow.
So, yeah, wow. So that's some exciting news there from the W Chiampa WED newsroom that we're trying not to brand as WED anymore, but it's been so ingrained over the years with us, we just continue.
And you know what? I created a station ID that actually has a whistle. I just sat and I spoke out loud exactly how I did that one audio piece, and then I said, okay, let me turn this into a whistle. Now, I've since changed the station ID because for some reason the sound whistling part got looped.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
And I thought that was amusing. I heard it this morning. I found it quite amusing.
Well, I lopped it so that it's just the voice with the whistle in the background.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. So, so some exciting things going on in the studio here, aside from the things that we normally do in the studio here.
What do we normally do in the studios?
Well, what I'm doing right now in the studio is I'm like, why are the M&Ms in the freezer in the kitchenette? That's like 20 feet down the hallway. It's too far. It's too far.
You need a robot to go retrieve it.
No, we have enough robots. The one shits on the floor and the other wouldn't give me a damn M&M if it was going to save my life.
Or her circuitry.
Or her circuitry. Well, maybe if she's very narcissistic, so I'm sure if it had anything to do with saving her, she would do it, even though it had nothing to do with me. So anyway, so we're thinking of changing our format. Yeah, Betty, I hear you. I hear you, Betty. We get it. We get it. We get it. We get it. So we're going to be going to an hour show soon. I think we've decided that, well, we like the hour and a half format, and we can seem to really fill it up sometimes. I think we felt that it would be more of a compacting type of situation. So keep abreast on our Facebook page. We will post we should get the new. I'm hoping to get the new programming done this weekend, and we can start next week that way. But barring any type of, you know, unforeseen circumstances, you know, with all this rain here in Tampa, I might get flooded out.
This is true. Hopefully your neighborhood won't fall into a huge sinkhole. If it does, it'll definitely be on the news. That's for sure.
Yeah, you'll find out. That's for sure. There's no question about that one.
But, folks, this also means we are going to be 1 year old next broadcast.
Yes, we are. So break out the streamers and the cakes and all the other exciting accoutrements. We will be 1 year old. We will be producing our 1 year old broadcast next week. It will be exciting.
And brand new.
New and improved.
Yes.
It will be new and improved.
And much shorter for those that wish to carry this broadcast, which we hope you want to, because every once in a while we do pull some craziness out of our hats that...
Exactly, exactly. You
know, could win us some kind of a radio award. I don't know what that would be, but...
Least listen to show. But... Well, I think we got 12 fans out there now somewhere.
Yeah, 12 to 13.
12 to 13. So yeah. we're getting picked up, and we've gotten a lot new of Facebook additions. I've noticed from our interview at WEFT. Hat tip to World Labor Hour over at WEFT Champaign Urbana, Illinois. Wonderful guys to talk to.
I love listening to their show. That's like one show that I love listening to every Saturday and Sunday morning or whenever I can.
Exactly. And the exciting thing about it is, and wow, we're actually talking about exciting things, and we're going to go to your news in like a minute and a half here. And so we just keep the energy going here. Yay. So I'm retarded today. So now when World Labor Hour is broadcasting on WEFT, they broadcast Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock Central. We will be simulcasting that feed at 12 o'clock Eastern, 11 o'clock Central on Chiampa Radio. So you will be listening to the live broadcast of World Labor Hour on WEFT.
Yes.
And then, because unfortunately a lot of times we're not able to get the most recent episode until midweek, we will be recasting that Saturday broadcast on Sunday as well. So you will have a fresh World Labor Hour on Saturday morning at
That's awesome.
12 Eastern, 11 Central. And then you'll get it two times. I think, yeah, we do a 6 a.m. and then we do a noon Eastern on Sunday as well. So you will get it on Sunday. It will be nice and fresh, and it will have that new broadcast smell to it.
Ooh, I love that smell.
We love the new broadcast smell. Yes,
like warm ceramics.
Something like that, yeah. Or chicken farts.
Chicken farts.
Chicken farts. And, you know, as you know, please listen to Toppers in the Afternoon and Rush Hour with Betty in the morning. We keep adding content to Rush Hour. It's getting interesting. At least yes. I'm finding it interesting.
Well, I didn't get a chance to see if it played, but I added two new tracks of something called the Upbeat, B-E-E-T, Gardener. So that'll be interesting.
Wow, the Upbeat Gardener. Definitely something to listen to. Mm-hmm. May very well be. It may have already played. We'll have to check the logs and see. And if not, you'll catch it next week around. Because that shit don't repeat now. We don't let shit repeat for 2 weeks. I think it's 2 weeks. Yeah, it's 2 weeks. We don't let anything repeat for 2 weeks. So you will get something different every single day. But you will still get number nine.
And now for the news.
Well, good evening, everybody, from the Chicago studios. It's the Joe's Worldwide News Reports. And, holy cow, runaway bovine drops from the sky and damages a house. By Andy Eckert from NBC News. Out of Berlin, they say, if pigs could fly, well, this cow really did.
Wow.
Yes. Now, just imagine a cow. You just look up, and it's like coming at you. Squirting milk, baby. Who knows? It's scary.
I don't think they just squirt milk. It's not like laser beams. They don't squirt milk like laser beams.
Hey, if you were a cow falling out of the sky, you'd be squirting something. I
agree. You would be squirting something, but I don't think it's going to be milk.
Well, this bovine stunned villagers when it plummeted from the sky and damaged a house.
Wow.
Residents of Waldfischbach, Bergalaben, in southwestern Germany heard a loud bang before the animal made its surprise appearance. A couple found the cow laying on her back in the garden. Local police spokesman Michael Kohler told NBC News. He added that after a short spell of dizziness, the bovine was able to get back up and suffered only minor injuries. Yay!
How do you pronounce the couple's last name?
Well, I don't know what the couple's last name is, but it's residents of a town. I called it Waldfischbach Bergalaben.
Waldfischbach Bergalaben?
Yeah.
Okay.
We could try and see if Betty could pronounce it.
Maybe. That might be worth a shot.
Let's see. We'll take this, and we'll stick it over here, and we'll turn this to go like that, and then we'll go like this. And then we'll go like that. And she doesn't want to talk. All right. Well, say that again, bud.
Hold on. We're running.
She sounded like Fisher Cat.
Doucher Cat.
Now,
Robert and Michelle Doucherkat.
Oops. Input error. Oops. Input error. I lost my place. So anyways, according to local police, the cow plunged off a 10-foot high cliff and damaged the house's roof gutter on Saturday.
Oh my God! I was reading the wrong story. The Doucher Cats appear later on in the news feed.
A police investigation determined the animal was a runaway from a herd located more than 4 miles away in Hermersburg. It had vanished about 2 days earlier.
Wow.
So this guy had an adventure.
Clearly.
Yeah. He is. So now this next one will appeal to the foodies of our listener base. This one is Plant Grows Chips and Ketchup by Rudy Saeed from the Daily Mirror, UK. The tomato and potato plant, or the tomtato, grows tomatoes and potatoes in one plant from July to October and costs £5, or about $7 per pot. Chips with ketchup. The Ketchup and Chips Tree is aimed at families with limited garden space. A unique plant that grows both tomatoes and potatoes is to be launched in Britain for the first time. Dubbed the Ketchup and Chips Tree, the bizarre Tomtato is aimed at families who have limited gardening space and those living in flats. And the Wacky Hybrid, which has taken 6 years to perfect through hard graft, is expected to fly off shelves when it hits Morrison's, it's a local store in the UK, on Monday. The 2-in-1, which can grow to a meter high, has cherry tomatoes on top and white potatoes underground. Developed by Ipswich-based horticultural firm Thompson & Morgan, the plants are grown in the Netherlands for Morrison's. Elmi-grafted plant that produces both tomatoes and potatoes, the Tomtato follows the egg and chips plant launched earlier this year. The supermarket chain insists the unusual plant has not been genetically modified and is the culmination of years of grafting stems to an ideal thickness for the perfect Tomtato marriage of crop and taste. Now, according to gardening expert Glenn Cooper, he says many of our customers are green-fingered, but over the years we've witnessed the frustration of shoppers who have less and less space to grow their own. The new plant is just a solution for our shrinking gardens and will enable everyone to follow their produce from plant, pot, to plate. The veg plot in a pot costs £5 and produces tomatoes and potatoes from July to October. So, yeah, it's a really interesting thing.
But you have to make the ketchup.
Well, of course. I mean, chips and ketchup, it's just a fun way of saying potatoes and tomatoes.
But you're not growing ketchup. I thought the plant actually grew chips and ketchup. And I was like, that's friggin' awesome. You can just plant it and go out and take some chips off the tree and dip them in some ketchup pods or something, and you're all set. But, well, I guess.
I'd be afraid to see what grown plastic would be like. That would be kind of creepy.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
Like a Heinz bottle in you know, coming to maturation.
Wow.
Would it be green? Green and white letters?
You know, they did have colored ketchup back in the 90s.
Oh, they did? Remember that?
Yeah, they had, like, purple ketchup and green ketchup.
Mmm, this could be a breaking news event, sir.
What?
Do a breaking news event.
Oh. Just a moment, please.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Hey, folks, it's Cho in your Chicago studios. It's been reported that organizers of Saved by the Max is going to have a pop-up at 1941 North Milwaukee Avenue, and it's going to be opening June 1st. They're going to have ticketed dinner reservations and then first-come, first-serve brunch and late-night offerings. Now, this place looks exactly like what you remembered on Saved by the Bell. Remember that show?
Yeah, I think I remember. I remember seeing the news story about this thing.
Yes, well, it's coming to fruition. It's going to be open June 1st. And it's apparently in a spot that was currently the former home of the Geek Bar, which has been really popular in Chicago for organizing all kinds of geek events.
But you said formally, so it's no longer the Geek Bar.
Well, it's not. It's called some crazy acronym like SCFO. I believe. Anyways, but it's just an iteration of what it was.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
But apparently their dinners were sold out, so they extended the pop-up through August.
All right. Okay,
so you
cool.
can go to savedbythemax.com and get your tickets. And that concludes this breaking news report.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
So, this next story...
I don't know why you don't realize that, you know, that flair is there.
I keep forgetting it's there. That's okay.
Flair is always there.
I guess I was feeling a little anxious because, folks, 43% of millennials have bad credit, according to TransUnion.
Yeah, because they went to college.
43 freaking percent. And they define millennials as between the ages of 18 and 36. And by the way, this is a story by Bev O'Shea of NerdWallet. If you're a millennial, there's a significant chance that your credit score is subprime. Bad enough to make lenders think twice about doing business with you. According to credit reporting agency TransUnion, 43% of borrowers age 18 to 36 have a credit score of 600 or below on the 3 to 850 Vantage score scale. So now if you're a Generation X, subprime is about 33%. Baby boomer is about 20%, and the silent generation, which is 70 plus, is about 9%. Well, yeah.
I think my credit score is like 2. Maybe 2.5.
Mine is like 0.18.
It's negative. Ours are negative.
But, you know, borrowing money is how most people manage to get their cars and homes. A subprime credit score means that there's a real risk you'll get turned down for a credit card or a loan. At minimum, you'll find fewer choices and face significantly higher interest rates. A subprime score can also mean you will have trouble leasing an apartment, or you'll pay more for car insurance.
Or you won't even be able to get a job.
Yep. So just 6% of millennials have credit scores in the super prime category, which is 781 to 850. But 34% of baby boomers and more than half of those in the silent generation also have that same status. You know what, though? It's like if you read all of the news stories out there, this is a huge problem. It's for millennials and for a lot of people. Rents are going up and salaries are not. So
everything's going up and salaries aren't.
Right. What do you expect us to do? You entice us with these credit cards and you know what? We're going to take them because we need it.
Yeah, exactly.
To survive somehow.
I mean, and they hand them out like at frickin', you know, anyway, they hand them out on campuses. So, but we have to scoot along here.
Yes, we do. So,
let me pop you into the last one here.
Yep.
There we go.
So we all hate Yelp, but a pet sitter now wants up to $1 million for a negative Yelp review. The pet sitting company suing a Texas couple over their negative Yelp review now wants even more money from the couple. The initial suit was $7,000. Now, then they want now between $200,000 and $1 million. And, of course, Yelp is putting up a sign when people go to this page. It says, oh, these people are trying to sue us. So feel free to leave a free comment because it's your expressed right. It's ridiculous. You know, this is what Yelp creates.
See, I don't know. I like Yelp. I use Yelp a lot. I find it very accurate for things down here. In fact, we found a great new Chinese restaurant this past weekend using Yelp.
I don't know. I seem to find more things with Google, and I guess it's because it comes with a less bias.
I kind of do a little bit of both. I do Google, and I do Yelp, and I see, I don't know, maybe it's just the area, because here they both seem to be on par. They pretty much mirror each other. It's rare when I go to Google, and I see comments for a restaurant or a shop that are different from the tone that I find on Yelp. So maybe it's a regional thing. Maybe it's a more of an urban thing. People are crabby or what?
People,
I don't know.
People are snobbish when it comes to Yelp comments.
Are they really? Well, I mean, I can be sometimes too, but...
Yeah, but sure. I saw a post that you did, and you were pretty succinct, and you didn't have, like, superfluous words and stupid, like, adjectives to describe shit, so...
Superfluous.
Yes, but a court will soon determine whether the pet sitter's lawsuit is frivolous, in which case the Duchequettes could seek to have it dismissed.
Interesting. Duchequettes. That was the one that I thought was the one earlier. I was not reading this story. Yes. Wow, that's just absolutely crazy.
Yes, and that's your latest news, folks.
Wow, that is friggin' awesome. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of our Unique on-air experience? Or unique. Depends how you look at it. Visit Shyampa.info to find out how. You can also call us if you're not listening at this moment, but we'll telekinesis. 813-327-8566. Hang on tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes or something like that.
You are tuned into Shyampa Weave Radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyenne Radio. Flashbacks.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Rocky, smoke, Bullwinkle.
It's the new Hershey's Kisses Snack Pack.
Wow, a message in a bottle.
Fan mail from some floundy.
No, it's our new snack pack again.
Look, there's 8 Hershey's Kisses inside.
Yum.
Each with that big taste of Hershey's chocolate.
And it's the same price as a candy bar. Again.
I gotta get me a new hat.
I gotta get the new Hershey's Kisses snack pack.
When you drive to Wendy's and order a single, you get more beef than the Whopper or the Big Mac.
Where's the
beef? At Wendy's, you never have to ask, where's the beef?
When you say that, you said a lot of things nobody else can say. When you say that, you've gone as far as you can go to get the very best. When you say what, you said the word that means a lot to do it all. When you say what, it means you want the beer that's got a taste that's number one. When you say what, you tell the world you know what makes it all the way. When you say what, you say you care enough to only want the king of beer. There is no other one. There's only something less. Because the king of beers is leading all the rest. When you say Budweiser,
you've said it all.
Sidewinder, the wheels twist behind her.
It's the big new Sidewinder cycle. Your parents put it together. And Sidewinder's got the stunt shifter.
Sidewinder.
With sure grip steering, super sleek styling, and a stunt shifter that can spin you into excitement.
Sidewinder. The worst twist behind her.
Sidewinder cycle with stunt shifter. New from Tonka.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Null Soft Shoutcast.
I love ass-kicking shiznack.
Who doesn't like ass-kicking shiznack?
Right? Hey, folks, glad you're back. And I think there is something that Betty wants to say.
I think so, too.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's Wild Florida News is next. Before we kick off into Segment B, I first want to tell you that today is National Sea Monkey Day. But please be careful you do not confuse the glass of sea monkeys you so lovingly poured with a glass of Metamucil that your butthole is buzzing with excitement over. With that out of the way, go grab your bongs, bitches, and let's get started already with Segment B with Joe and Anthony.
Woohoo!
Thanks, Betty.
Yes, thank
wow,
you.
Wow, that was exciting. It was exciting.
Yeah, I had fun. You know, I love this hobby. This is another one of my new meditations.
It is, doing your Bettys, writing your Bettys.
Writing the Bettys and kind of putting, you know, the soundtracks together and making sure it all sounds good. Because Betty, she demands that we make her sound good.
Because she's a tart, that's why. Yeah.
So, folks, episode 43. Holy shit. That's pretty damn good.
I know, right? We made it all the way to 43. Oh, goody. This Way Out just came out. Good. Hopefully I can download it before the end of the show.
It's two shows after I was there in Florida. And, you know, I'm still looking at pictures that I took from then and haven't even posted yet.
Really? You haven't posted anything yet?
So, you know, I've started to feel that taking pictures nowadays, it's too instantaneous. And you know what? Yeah, in the moment, you're like, oh my God, that's a great picture. And maybe it is. But, You know, take a moment. Stop. Don't just post it right away. You don't have to be me first. Look at what I did. Look at what I did. Take your time.
Take a step back.
Yeah. You know, figure it out.
Exactly.
But if I can, do you mind if I play a new blend of wisdom? You gotta blend it.
Sure, let me fade out the background music here. Alright, go for it.
Alright, I think we'll do this one.
Hi, this is Blend of Wisdom. I finally got on the train and it got to my stop. And when I tried to get off, there were all these people and nobody would let me get off. Oh my God! I forgot to tell you, I'm the receptionist for Cheyenne Radio, and I'm so flustered right now. So, folks, my wisdom for you is: make sure you get to the train station early, because sometimes it's packed.
Well, thank you, Blenda. We hope that you get to work soon because we really have missed you. Hey, do you have a wisdom to share with us on Cheyenne Radio? Give us a call at the studios, 813-327-8566. And now back to your Cheyenne programming. And then, oh my God, Blenda had a hard time getting into these studios. But here, listen to this.
Okay.
God, they need to repair this sidewalk. It's kind of rough. Okay, I'm here, and okay, I think Joe told me there's a button I have to push. Where's that button? Let me see. Where is it? Oh, there it is!
Well, look what the cat dragged in. Hey, Blenda, where have you been?
Good morning, Betty! Oh my God, I had such such an experience. First, when I got to the train station, it was so packed I couldn't get on. And then when I got on the next train, oh my God, it was so packed I couldn't put on my makeup or clip my nails or pluck my eyebrows or listen to my music really loud because everybody was so loud.
Excuses, excuses.
Well, I never...
Shut up, bitch. You never will either. You know I had to go and make coffee this morning. Listen, bitch. I am not the coffee bitch around here. If you can't get to work on time, I'm going to tell on you.
Well, listen, Betty. I'll make a deal with you. I found something you'd really like. He's a brand new man for you. He's fresh. He's got a clean slate. Okay, he's named Breadboard Model BY-201. So what do you say, Betty? Be friends again.
Chaka chaka boom boom. I could use a new man in my life. A light signal unit got hit by a semi truck last week and they carted him off. Roger is nowhere to be found. Well, okay, Blinda, just this one time. I really don't like making coffee. Sometimes it spills on my circuit and I get this funny feeling all over. Maybe Breadboard can help me out.
Will Breadboard Model ZY-201 prove to be good for Betty? Keep it tuned to Shy Upper Radio and the Joe Wisdom series to find out.
That was lovely, absolutely lovely. We gotta love Blenda. Blenda's phenomenal.
I had fun creating that one because it required a lot of coordination of the sound. Like, I found some sound effects where somebody was walking on gravel or stone.
Yeah,
and that was the sidewalk part.
Okay, all right, there you go.
And then I'm like, okay, so what kind of entrance does she want to make into the studio? So I found this garage door opener.
That worked out well too. I like that one. That
and then
was
getting to push the button and then getting the door open, like the timing for that was tricky, you know, because I wanted it to be just perfect. You know what I mean? You push the button, zzz, there goes the door.
When you do your things, don't you like just take pieces of the sound and just paste it over or mix it up with the other parts?
It requires a little bit of timing. And
Okay, I thought you were like trying to do it on the board and everything. I'm like, oh my God, dude, there's such an easier way to do that.
Oh, no. I copy and paste for sure.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So, but we've got some more of that little thing because we got to find out how Betty did off with the breadboard unit.
Interesting. That is true. Maybe we'll find out in segment C after our next break. But
actually,
we got to keep you holding on for it.
You'll find out in the next show. How about that?
Oh, I thought you at least had it. I didn't realize that.
No.
Oh, well, then we're going to whet your appetite even more. You're going to have to wait for it.
Yes.
That's just what happens, folks. I'm sorry. It's the Cheyampa Studios where anything can go. You know, I had to call HR about Blenda because she called in. She called in lost one day.
She was stuck in that train forever.
I know. I think that was the day that she called in lost. And I had to contact HR and I'm like, can you call in lost? I don't know if that's possible. They're looking into it right now.
Okay.
So we'll find out probably in a later broadcast.
Is there lost pay? Do you get lost being lost pay?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Huh.
I mean,
and if you know anything about what the fuck we're talking about, give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Exactly, or visit us at cheyampa.info. So yeah, she called in lost one day. One day she called in tired. A month and a half ago, she called in confused. I'm like, what? She's like, I'm confused. I can't come to work. I'm confused. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, Blenda? And the funny thing about it, she was on her cell phone in the lobby. She thought she was at the KFC. You know,
she's at the public library.
Something, yeah. I mean, I understand, you know, we got the Chinese restaurant down the way here on the strip mall. But, I mean, for God's sakes, I mean, the studio doesn't smell that bad. We clean it up once in a while.
Well, the allure of those biscuits, though, man, can sometimes, you know, throw you off track.
Oh, I know, right? Like them. I used to really like the mashed potatoes and gravy, but that changed a long time ago.
But speaking of good places here in Chicago, if you are on 1467 West Irving, there's a place called The Roost, Carolina Kitchen. They serve an awesome, delicious chicken sandwich. And the same place also exists by the Chicago studios at Hubbard and Milwaukee. I don't have their exact address, but you can look them up in Google. It's The Roost Carolina Kitchen. There's another place in Logan Square called Honey Butter Fried Chicken. They're also decent. They're a little more pricey, and I think they have some other different options to go along with your chicken. So
there used to be a Southern food restaurant in Evanston. I can't remember the name of it right now.
Oh, yes.
You know which one I'm talking about. I don't know if they're still there, but they make great Johnny Cakes.
And, yes, and wings, too, right?
And they made a lot of things. I usually got their gumbo because I like their gumbo.
Okay, yeah. Dave's Italian Kitchen finally had closed in Evanston.
Oh, wow.
And well, you know, they moved from the that transit plaza. They moved from that area to, like, Church Street, I think.
Oh, okay, okay.
But they closed from that location, so I don't know if they're going to reopen. They had talked about it.
Interesting.
You know, it's good Italian.
I want to go to Flat Top Grill next time I'm in the city. I know it's kind of sucky because it's kind of a local chain, and it's kind of like the same thing as all the other Mongolian grills, but for some reason, I just like the way that Flat Top Grill did things.
It's been a while since I've been in. Refresh our memory on the whole thing about that.
It's kind of like the Genghis Khan grill kind of concept, where you go in and you get, you know, you go through like this line and you pick up a bowl and you add, like, if you wanted to do like you know, like a rice, fried rice type of thing, you add rice to the bowl and you add your proteins and your vegetables, or you can make it a soup, or you can make it. I think there's a couple different things you could do with it. And they grill it all up, and then you had all these different spices and stuff that you can add to it, which would make it a really delicious dish if you knew what you were adding in there. And you always got to eat there free on your birthday.
You know, now Flat Top still exists. I know there's one on South Belmont and Southport, I believe.
I still get their emails.
And so they seem to be still in good condition. That's good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, when a restaurant has a good concept. Uh-oh. Is Did we have an accident in the Tampa studios?
No, it was just a coaster.
Ah, okay. So, are you excited for any of the new Marvel movies coming out, the comic book movies?
No.
I think it's going to be like Captain America, Civil Union, or Civil Union. Civil Unions, yes!
Civil Union, oh my goodness. Surprisingly, I've never really been a big comic book fan.
Okay.
I'm just starting to get into anime, which obviously is quite late in life because most people got into anime earlier. So that may lead me to comic books, but no, for some reason I've never had that like vested interest in the whole Captain America jockstrap team or anything like that. For some reason, it just, I don't know, it just never grabbed me. The whole superhero thing was just kind of like, meh. Excuse
now,
me.
See, the thing with the anime, because I know when I was there and I was hanging out with your husband, we were watching a particular anime and it was fun. It was actually fun, but think why it was fun is because I was there with somebody that was actually enthusiastic about it.
I can understand that.
And so I came back to Chicago and I really haven't given it a second thought. I kind of like fall back into the things that I like to watch.
Well, and that's fine. We all like to watch different things.
True,
we're all special, unique little snowflakes.
Snowflakes. What is the definition of snowflake?
Here's your trophy.
Yes.
Yep. Yep, you got that right. So we got to plug some things before we go to my news.
Okay.
So
Shower, we love it. We just added the Upbeat Gardener, so look for that. I'm probably going to work on a few more of those tonight just to get that count up. We've also got some DJ Sin Happy, and then we've got some other things like New World Notes, Radio Curious. What else, Anthony?
Jeez. We have, Earshot 20. We have, would that say, that's, I guess that does college stations, independent college stations. Earshot 20, that's like a top 20 list, but you get 10. Actually, you get like 3 in the 15 minutes. Right. We have Rise FM. We have number nine. I thought it was 9 o'clock in the morning.
Is it my birthday?
Is it my birthday? Number nine.
You know what? I think I would wet my pants if he actually was on our show. Hey, Anthony, I hear you have some crazy news this evening.
I sure do. I most certainly do. All right. We've gotten to that section of the show. All right, hold on. We have to access the database. Accessing the database is always important.
Okay. Accessing the database.
All right. So our first story tonight comes from ABC Action News, WFTS Tampa Bay. And if you have ever worked in retail, you know there's always that one asshole that shows up 3 minutes before closing to conduct some last-minute shopping. All right. Robert Bigot of Trinity, Florida did just that and had some unintended consequences. Uh-huh. Exactly. So Robert was picking up a few household items like milk, bread, and cereal, but stopped to use the restroom. Really? When he came out, he says everyone was gone. I mean, he really must have spent some serious time in that bathroom. Robert went to the front of the store and discovered that everyone was gone. He started yelling, "Hello! Hello!" But nobody answered. According to Robert, it was only 2 or 3 minutes after 11, the time the store closes. But I don't know about you, I've worked retail, and there's usually people there at least a half hour after closing. Yeah. That's why they want you out at 11 so they can finish all their other work, because they usually don't get out until like midnight. So I have a hard time believing that. So anyway, Robert said that he didn't hear any announcement about the store closing and called his fiance, who in turn called 911. I guess he couldn't call 911. I don't know why. I mean, he called his fiance. He could say 911. Anywho, so Robert said he had provided deputies with his license and went home after they copied down all of his information. So he gets stuck in Winn-Dixie. Go figure. I thought they always checked the bathrooms before they closed up the stores.
That's what I would think, too.
I would think so, but, you know.
You'd see feet, and then you'd be like, sir, we're closing.
Hello. Yeah, exactly.
You know, hurry up with your poop or whatever you're doing.
I know, right? Did you go to the Winn-Dixie to go poop? Is that it? Do you not like pooping in your own house? Do you have to poop at the Winn-Dixie? Do you know how many people hate walking into the bathroom at Winn-Dixie while you're pooping?
Right.
Because I've gone to the bathroom to take a leak, and there's some funky pooping going on.
Foul poop.
All right, so. Yeah, we've kind of learned what that music means around here.
Zoo sexy.
That was sexy, let me tell you. Yeah. There you go. Don't lose a lung there, Martha. Homeless people need loving, too, especially at Daytona Beach, where thousands of irresponsible college students flock to the beach every spring and get ridiculously drunk and fuck on the beach. The Florida Sun Sentinel tells us about two incidences of homeless lovebirds that were trying to carry on the spirit of spring break debauchery. Right? Priscilla J. Croft, 35, and Edward E. Lies, 38, were in a tent on the beach, enjoying a romantic encounter at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Exactly, right? When the couple was getting it on inside a tent, they were still in full public view because the tent's top was net-styled and the door was unzipped, allowing everyone on the beach to see them bumping uglies at their full glory. Right, okay. Wow. So, just pause for a few minutes on that one. All right, homeless people fucking up on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just sit and stew in that for a moment. If you go, we should post the link because they're kind of So officers approached the tent and the couple separated. I really wouldn't have wanted to see. Officers found two open cans of natural light beer and one bottle of McCormick whiskey, according to the report. Alcohol is not allowed on the beach, unless you're a college student on spring break, because, you know, tourism. Upon contact with law enforcement, Edward allegedly made spontaneous vulgar statements admitting to having sexual activity on the beach with Priscilla. The rest of the homeless lovebirds comes after a beach safety officer arrested another transient couple, 39-year-old Katrina Johnson and 40-year-old Joseph Ostlin, after having sex on Daytona Beach, where anyone walking by would, quote, where anyone walking by would visibly be able to see both of their sexual organs, end quote, according to the police report. Edward was arrested on charges of lewd and lascivious conduct, exposure of sexual organs, they really like that word, and possession of an open alcoholic beverage on the beach. And Priscilla was arrested on charges of lewd and lascivious behavior, disorderly conduct, and possession of an open alcoholic beverage on the beach.
Okay, but so, okay, her sexual organs were not exposed?
I guess not.
She wasn't charged with that.
Well, I guess not. Go figure.
Double standard,
huh?
You can see his balls. That's why.
There you go.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah. Just soak in that for a bit.
As a matter of fact, I'm closing that particular website link because that is just unpleasant.
Aren't they beautiful? They're just beautiful. All right.
She's got a hole in her chin or something. I don't know.
A hole in her chin?
Yes. I don't know what that mark is.
Oh, that's
funny. And I'm not going to blow that picture up to look.
You're not going to blow it up to look? You want to see the hole? No. The hole in her head?
Could be a mole. I don't know.
It could be a mole. That is very, very possible that it could be a mole. And I'm going to have to keep talking for just a few moments because I'm downloading the latest issue of This Way Out so we can give it to you after our broadcast. But I really can't do two things at once right now. So,
if you could, you'd be a rich man, right?
All right, at least be a little bit more coordinated. All righty, folks. Now it is up for our next thing.
Our next fun story.
Our next fun story. The Northwest Florida Daily News brings up our next story of how not to act in public. David Trent Smith, a 35-year-old Mississippian man, was yelling at a Fort Walton Beach hotel clerk and fighting with two females in the lobby on May 8th for unknown reasons. Maybe he needed some beach time loving too. Saw all the homeless people in Daytona Beach, he said, I want some loving too. The clerk called 911 and an officer arrived at the scene. The clerk asked the officer... Yeah, hold on.
Oh, wait, see, that's where I could have done this.
See, there you go. The clerk asked the officer to remove David from the lobby. The officer told David three times to step outside, but he stopped to yell at the female some more and continued to ignore the officer's request. I have frozen egg rolls in the freezer. I need to throw in the toaster oven, yeah. So, Betty, if she'd do it, it'd be great. The officer responded by pushing him to force him outside, at which point David turned and aggressively bear-hugged the officer. The officer told David to turn him loose, but David refused. David said, quote, what are you going to do, fat boy? That's not necessarily the best way to get on the good side of Deputy Donut. At that point, the officer started hitting David with his fists, and when David finally let the officer go, the officer subdued David with a taser. There you go. David's fate was not reported in the article because, you know, journalism is dead nowadays, but we can be sure it didn't end well for him. Yeah, you definitely don't want to be calling Deputy Donut fat.
No. Or boy, especially.
No.
You know, and you combine fat and boy together, ooh.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a grown man, ooh.
And then the South End is fighting words. Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
So. I'm eating some Cheez-Its right now.
I see that.
I still have 5 minutes and 40 seconds left of news stories, but this one isn't really that long. I was hoping we would reflect more on the news stories, but this evening we apparently have not decided to do that.
Well, that one story with the homeless, that was just... Let's back up. Because there's been officers and homeless people and SACs all involved in the beach.
Oh, so was it like a cop homeless orgy?
Well, no, but it was definitely a huge homeless orgy. And cops came by to break it up, but it kept on going despite the fact that the cops' lights were there.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, you know, they're homeless. That gives them a free place to stay for the night.
This is true. But then they can't have sex, or it becomes a different kind of sex.
Jailhouse love.
Ooh. .com.
Right after upfrontsoul.com.
Oh.
Gotta do something for the late night listeners, you know.
Deputy Donut.
All right. We can move on.
Okay. I feel like I was just on a bus where the driver looked at his little time schedule and said, oops, I gotta stop and wait, even though the light is green.
Yeah, that's kind of what we actually did. We're waiting to catch up to the time for the bus.
Yes.
All right. All right, the bus is going to be leaving the station. I think maybe. Hold on. All right, I wish I could like hit that multiple times easily. All right, so our final Florida news story of the night comes from our very own Tampa Bay local Bay News 9, exclusively on Bright House Networks and the internet. Always on the internet. Time and time again, I have reported on idiotic Florida criminals. Hold on.
Accessing the database. Please wait.
All right.
Tampa.
There you go. So I've reported on idiotic Florida criminals who can't seem to commit a crime without leaving some incriminating evidence behind. Always. All the time. This story is no exception. It must be something in the water here. It has to be. There you go. There goes Roger. So Christopher Robbins, wasn't that a children's book character?
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
I think so. Wasn't he in Peter... No. Winnie the Pooh. The boy in Winnie the Pooh was Christopher Robbins.
Oh, God.
So Christopher Robbins, 2020. Christopher Robbins, 22, of Dunedin, Florida, decided to visit his next-door neighbor early Sunday morning. The neighbor, and this apparently was at like 2 o'clock in the morning. The neighbor answered the door and repeatedly asked Christopher what he wanted, but he wouldn't answer. So she slammed the door in his face and got a bag of chocolate chip cookies from Jewel Osco. The following morning, the newspaper carrier woke up the residents because of damage that was done to their vehicles. Three tires on a 1997 Lexus in their driveway were slashed. Paint was poured across the trunk, along with eggs and mustard. A 2006 Ford Fusion parked next to the Lexus was even more damaged, with globs of white paint poured across the hood, roof, and trunk, and key marks from the hood to the trunk. He fucked them cars up. The neighbors immediately called Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. When the officers arrived, probably Deputy Donut, they conducted... when the officers arrived, and I have utmost respect for police officers. I really do. I have a lot of relatives that are police officers. But sometimes you just got to call Deputy Donut, Deputy Donut. When Deputy Donut arrived, they conducted a complicated investigation and were able to track footprints of white paint to Christopher's residence next door. Yeah, that was kind of easy. When police made contact with Christopher, he was out cold and still had the same clothes on, which were covered with white paint. Christopher claimed that the white paint was because he had just finished painting a house. Maybe two cars. That's what Flocka will do. I don't know what he was on. It doesn't say in the story. We're not liable. It doesn't say he was on anything. Christopher was arrested on 2 counts of felony criminal mischief, and white paint can be seen in his beard in his mugshot. At Christopher's first court appearance last Monday, the judge noted how deputies tracked the defendant. Quote, "It looks like police caught you because you actually stepped in paint and led them right to your home," the judge said. Christopher asked the judge if there was any way to lower his bond, but the judge looked at him and said the bond was too low to begin with. Robbins is being held in the Pinellas jail at a $4,000 bond, and the judge did not budge on the amount. The landlord who rents a room to Christopher said he's not going to bail him out. And we have Deputy Donut.
Yes, we do.
Oh, that is absolutely lovely. Thank you very much for Deputy Donut. And that concludes your Crazy Florida News.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyampa Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique on-air experience? Visit Shyampa.info to find out how. Back to you, Anthony.
Shyampa.
Thanks, Betty. Hang tight, folks. We got to take care of some business. We're actually going to be back in 5 minutes. So go take a leak and fix yourself some Chinese egg rolls or something. All right. We'll be back in just a few moments, folks.
Woo! In our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. A pair of little black chickens that lay blue eggs will come to live here tomorrow. It's about time. I spent a whole long winter without chickens this year, an experiment to see if it would make me less tied down, to see if I'd then get a social life and go places. I didn't. It was just a lonely season of looking out the window and seeing icicles, trees, and air where the chickens belonged. These two I will keep penned. I hate to see a chicken penned. Like anyone, they want to live in the world, not in a box, no matter how nice the box is. But chickens who aren't in a box end up in the garden, and the only part of a chicken that's compatible with a vegetable garden is the manure. Last year I fenced the garden so the chickens could roam free. They ate the ticks before they jumped onto the dog and the grasshoppers that were outside the garden fence. They scratched freely and found worms, grubs, and tender sprouts. They laid fat eggs with orange stand-up yolks. And in August, they all got eaten by coyotes. The chickens who live at my house don't always get names. I call them ladies or girls as a group and sweetheart individually, unless someone distinguishes herself somehow. Once I had Queequeg and Pequod, named after the sounds they made, as was the guinea hen, Mrs. Quinquank. More than once, someone has deserved to be called Super Chicken, usually for flying skills. In one flock, for complicated reasons, everyone was named Bob. Whatever their names, the two new tenants of the chicken villa arrive tomorrow. Their quarters are ready. I'll bring them hay and food scraps, try to score grocery store compost if I drive the car to town, scatter the usual daily grain and sunflower seeds, and move the lawn chair to a good spot for keeping each other company. In August, when the only insects that ever enter their pen are yellow jackets, I will stifle my desire for their freedom and remember that the same slim pickings are making the coyotes cagey and brave. In front of my house, there's a big south-facing window with a cold frame at its base and a garden in front of it. When the tamaracks turn gold and the garden is finished, I'll move the chicken pen into that spot just in front of the cold frame. Winter mornings, I'll open their door before dawn. At first light, they'll scoot into the warm cold frame and preen themselves awake. There, on the chicken channel, where there's been nothing but a test pattern these last 6 months, the whole soothing poultry day will unfold. At the same time, a full-length feature film will play on the high-density big-screen TV of their pen. First, the blue jays check for bits of grain and compost that the chickens might have missed. Then come the chickadees. Often, a row of quail line up on the perch, bobbing their top knots and discussing the kinds of things that quail discuss on a winter afternoon. Turkeys have tried that, but it's chaotic. One day, I looked up to see a hopeful, patient hawk perched on the highest corner of the pen. Remembering those successive visitations of wild birds makes me think of a super chicken who one winter flapped herself to the top of the house and thereafter spent as many hours as she could roasting herself between the twin stovepipes jutting out of the roof. Thereafter, that girl's name was Bird Flu. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.
You are tuned into Shyampa. We Radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-3-2-7-8-5-6-6.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Null Soft Shoutcast.
System test. Betty version 3.6 system test. Betty OS boot up. Please wait. Accessing database.
Hi.
Hi. I couldn't hear any of the background sounds. That's crazy.
It's all right. It sounds good.
Did it sound good?
It sounds good. Yeah, you still can't. Can you still not hear the background sound?
No, couldn't hear the background. That's odd because it worked great in our pre-setup.
Huh? That's so odd.
Yeah, you know, there's something called the podcast world or something coming here to Chicago. It's like $400 to register. I'm seriously considered thinking about doing it.
Okay. I think that sounds good.
Yeah, I gotta get some time off of work, and I don't know if it's gonna be
some... That can always be complicated.
Yeah, you know, I had a family member ask me on Facebook about a Saturday, like, hey, you know, can you get off or whatever? And I'm like,
No.
Even my mom. I had to explain, it's like the best I can do is a Sunday night after the weekend.
Or a weekday,
yeah. You know, I pop out on the train, and preferably I want my days off, because I'm not going to want to work and then take a train trip with all those other commuters that have just finished their work cycle.
Oh, no, I totally get that.
You know, and yeah, having a car for those purposes would be great, but... That's not a reason for me to own a car.
Don't they have, like, Zipcar or something there?
I could rent a car, but it would be expensive. It'd be a hell of a lot more expensive than taking the train.
Fair enough.
You know?
It's a shame that, like, you can't, like... That they didn't have, like, a Zipcar thing at the train station and a Zipcar thing close to your house. And then you can take it and just drop it off there.
Well, I would be fine with a bus. I mean, with a bicycle.
Well, see, there you go. You can do one of the... Yeah, one of the bicycles. They got the bicycle rentals, don't they?
They do. Here in Chicago, you can get off at a train stop, get a bike, take it to a restaurant, drop it off at another close stop, or re-rent that and take it for another... Ooh, that looks good. What are you eating?
Egg roll. Hot egg roll.
I haven't had egg rolls in ages. That looked delicious. Wow. Hey, folks, we've got to thank the A1 Infos Radio Project. They host the primary way that we syndicate our feed so that you could go to iTunes and subscribe, which is awesome. We also have FeedBurner, which is the main syndication link. And I'll get around to posting that again on our blog. And I think it's out there and also on our Facebook. But we'd be interested in hearing from you, whether it's online or offline. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 or Skype us at shyampa.radio. Definitely check out our blog at shyampa.info. And if you don't know what Shyampa is, it's shyampa.info, and it's Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio. Yep.
Exactly. And we do some exciting things.
And, you know, we make a lot of silly comments, and things just roll off my tongue, and I'm going to be looking for those tomorrow.
Oh, of course, of course. That's always how it goes. And it looks like we got a lot of downloads on Strapless Vacation.
Nice.
So apparently Terrestrial Ice did not get many viewers yet. But sometimes, you know, these things kind of pick up after a while. So, yeah. You know, we'll see what happens.
You know, we've got a lot of people to thank. I know I've been putting out the feelers to Toppers just to communicate and make sure that he knows that we're AA1 plus Toppers fans.
Have you been in contact with him?
Not yet.
Are you getting contact? I would like to. I wouldn't mind having him on the show to do an interview.
That would be awesome. Mm-hmm. If he would ever respond to the emails. So. Hot.
Hot. Stuff.
But we also love community radio. Mm-hmm. We love Earshot 20. Mm-hmm. My friend that I used to be friends with on Facebook until I moved my account, Jose, does the Nerd Monster Radio. He always has awesome taste in music. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's all I'm going to say.
And then we get Crap from the Past.
Crap from the Past.
Pop Defect Radio.
Sunrise Ocean Bender.
Yep, exactly. And I think there's some music for the Mountain Bluegrass in there as well.
And what else?
Oh, my goodness. World War Room.
Yes. And they put out some crazy, crazy things.
Yeah. Mixtape with Brian Cleveland. So there's a lot. Sounds from the Global Village. And then we have like little mini documentaries, mini entries.
Yes. Yes.
And those are pretty good to get started with. And we, I believe you did, is he listed in the list of programs we carry on the website?
Who is he?
Let's see, some of the ones that we have with it, like radio, the guy that does Radio Curious. Do we have?
I work on that because okay. There's a lot of things that I was looking at that do need to be updated for the website.
Okay, yeah. So if you go to our website later, you might be able to, if you hear something on Morning Rush Hour and you only hear like 10-15 minutes of it, and you're like, I want to hear the whole thing. You can go to our website at some point, or you can Google their name, I guess. But you can go to the website, click on our programs, and go and look. And we got all the, or majority of the people that we carry. I mean, it's kind of a hit and miss with Rush Hour, because we just kind of pick everything up that we can find. Except for that hot egg roll. It's just delicious egg roll. And it's not bad for being microwaved.
But it added a little extra kick at the end.
Yeah.
Just to let you know that it's alive.
Yeah, something like that. So,
hey, I know I'm jumping around here, but I wanted to give a really big shout out to Headphone Meditations. Is his name John?
John DeBose.
Because he did a really awesome plug or / station ID for us. Mm-hmm. And when it comes out, it sounds so freaking good.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And, we appreciate that. And, yep. Again, we're very thankful for our interview with WEFT.
Yes.
Hot egg rolls.
Hot egg rolls are delicious. So are these chocolate chip cookies, but I realize that if I continue eating them, which are very easy to do, I will be in a sugar comatose, and that will not be good.
I think we've entered the munchies section of our show.
Yes. Which is our next favorite hobby after with the weather.
Is munchies and eating things.
And, you know, it's still light out, which is nice. I'm happy that as we approach summer, it stays light until close to 8:30, 9 o'clock.
It's dark out for us.
Yeah, but you know what?
It's dark out for us.
It's dark out for you right now, yeah. But as summer approaches, it will still be a little bit more light out for you.
Oh, yeah. In the middle of summer, it's light until like 9:30 in the afternoon here, or 9:30 at night.
You know what? I told somebody today, have a good evening, or have a good night. It was like 11:30.
It was just like my interview with WEFT. I was,
oh my God.
I was so out of my head.
But you know what, though? I got to say, I find that putting that extra focus and realizing that there's a lot of fun to be had.
Oh,
if
totally.
You can't at work. Unfortunately, that's not always the case. And we totally understand and get that. If you've got a crazy story, give us a call. We'd love to hear it. You can even leave us a voicemail. Betty will be totally happy to take that for you. How can they get in touch with us?
They reach us at 813-327-8566. Again, one more time, 813-327-8566. Call us, leave us a message. Clearly, you're probably going to be listening to this on a recast. Yeah, go ahead, leave us a voicemail. Don't even have to tell us who you are. Just say what you want to say, and we'll just pop you on the radio. We'll stick you in somewhere, a promo. We'll play you on the show. We'll do something.
So, yeah, you know, I was looking at the news, and as always, it's depressing and disgusting. Nobody gives a shit about Trump, seriously, but they still will vote for him.
I still say the whole purpose of Trump is to funnel people to Clinton. Because now the Republicans are looking at Clinton.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
It was nothing but a ruse. It's nothing but a ruse. I truly believe it was nothing but a ruse.
You know, and it puts a lot of thought into what's going on with the rest of the world and how our lives are being shaped and formed.
Oh, and manipulated. So horribly manipulated. But you know what? The masses eat it up. And that's kind of the scary part about it is so many people just buy into all this hype. And it's just...
Well, I'm a little scared with a couple of things. One of them is right now there's a big listeria outbreak in frozen food. And there's been a lot of recalls for stuff from Walmart and just a lot of stuff all over the country. And a lot of that stuff is affecting low-income populations.
So, this egg roll was frozen. Should I be worried?
Well, no. It's specifically bags of frozen vegetables.
Oh, okay.
So
you don't cook it, it's a problem.
Well, I mean, technically, if you were to, like, cook it and burn it to death, you would probably be fine.
There you go.
With the frozen vegetables, but I wouldn't touch it or open it in the first place.
I wouldn't either, no.
You know, but I'm telling you, folks, there's a lot of really good things you need to do around the house, and it sounds OCD and all the crazy acronyms you can throw at it, but clean your doorknobs, clean your toilet flush handle, and clean the light switches. If you're sick, if you got a lot of kids, keep that shit clean.
And clean kids' butthole.
And keep your kids' mouths covered when they cough. Or teach them to cough into their armpits.
That's the best way to do it, is to cough into your armpit. Or your elbow. Your elbow pit, I call it.
Because transmitting that stuff creates problems. And as we found out, you know, there's mothers that don't want their kids vaccinated for various things, which is a huge problem.
We call them crazy.
Yep. Because I am truly scared what's going to be happening as we grow older, and what you know, it's going to be like this technological wonder thing going on, but yet there's going to be this like horrible like doom and gloom shit going on too. And I don't want to be caught in the middle of that.
Are you seeing us heading that in that direction? Is that where you see us going?
I am.
That's pretty heavy.
I may have some programming on my Joe Tech Weekend segment, which you can tune into now on Saturdays and Sundays. What time is it? It's at 4 o'clock Eastern.
Yes.
It is.
4 Eastern, 3 Central, mm-hmm. And it runs until 10 Eastern.
Yeah, I was like, oh wow, it's still on.
it runs all evening, which is kind of neat. I've been able to catch it more in the evenings on the weekends, which was great.
And I noticed that the Isaac Asimov Foundation one didn't play, so I don't know how long it'll take for it to finally get picked up, but I'm still going to just leave it at the first episode until I know at least it's played 2 times.
It hasn't been played at all?
Mm-mm. Hmm.
Should probably increase the weight on it.
Well, what would be a good weight? Because it's at 70, I think, currently.
I'd give it like 80 or 90.
Really?
Yeah, I think you're...
Okay.
Hold on. I like my Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its are good.
White cheddar Cheez-Its are delicious.
So yeah, but I'm going to be running. It's an 8-part series, but I want to make sure that I play it in order so that if you are going to listen, you're not going to hear it out of order. Did you also hear today while you're looking for that, that a cancer survivor received the first penis transplant in the U.S.?
I did see that, and I really didn't dive into the article too much because it just really didn't interest me very much. I don't know why, but it was. I did see that, and I find it quite amusing in and of itself that was, you know, kind of done. So,
yeah, it was crazy.
So what, he had like dick cancer or something?
Basically.
Okay.
And so they grafted a new penis onto his organ area.
Wow.
And they had to match all the veins and arteries and all that so that it could function, and I guess it functions. I guess why not?
Did he get an upgrade? Did he pay for the upgrade? Did he pay for extended room?
Extensions. Added extra sensitivity.
Something like that. Yeah, exactly. Too funny. Wow, that's kind of amazing. So yeah, your stuff is all weighted, so if you give it a higher weight, it should pick it up more likely.
Okay. So I'll give it like a 90. We'll see how that goes.
Give it a try, see what happens.
You know, definitely let me know how you like that and the programs that I put on there. I know some of them are a little crazy, but they do make a point, and you know, it's a different viewpoint, different things to hear.
It's important to hear different things.
Yeah.
But it's important to
hear different music too.
Exactly. Are you not liking this music?
No. I was just thinking, like, when I listen to the diverse amounts of music, you know, it's not anything that is played on commercial radio. And that's something I want to introduce. If you are a band starting out and you're interested in getting some kind of airtime somewhere, we'd love to have you. And so you can, you know, give us a call at the studios, 813-327-8566.
You know what? You know what they can do?
What?
Give us a 15-minute set. And we'll put it in rush hour.
Yeah, but how long does it really need to be to make sure that nothing gets cut out?
Yeah, 14, 13 minutes.
Yeah.
So give us a 13 to 15 minute set.
There we go.
Knowing that you might get cut off a little bit.
Right.
So
and we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, exactly. So let's see. We plugged that. I've eaten all my egg rolls, all two of them, in like the course of a minute and a half, which is kind of frightening. I like egg rolls. It's sad.
But, you know, yeah.
Yeah?
I have to share something. I kind of have to admit I want to come back out to Florida. Not to live.
Okay.
Even if it was like for a longer period of time, just to like, I don't know, relax. I just feel like I need more relaxation for some reason.
Well, I wouldn't recommend travel now because it's getting hot and humid. So it wouldn't be the most pleasant of experiences.
No, but you had a very pleasant ventilation system.
This is true. Air conditioning is nice, and that definitely does help.
And I do have a pleasant system here, but there's just so much fucking pollution here.
That's true. It's
ridiculous.
That is true. That's a very good point. Although, I mean, we have our share, but nothing. Our air pollution is nothing like yours. Ours just kind of blows over the rest of the state. It does, really. The way the jet stream goes, all of our shit blows over the central Florida and then eventually off to the East Coast. So it's kind of like New Jersey on the East Coast.
So, wow, it's been a show. It's been a very long and fun show. And it next time you hear us, though, it's going to be an hour long, and we're going to do some alterations to the script, and
yep.
It's going to be different. It'll still be fun and exciting.
It'll be different. It'll be exciting. It'll be new. It will be something.
It'll fit into your time budget.
Your time budget? We have a time budget? Why did I...
Time budget.
Linda, where's those spreadsheets for that time budget?
I don't know. I'll go find them right away.
All right. She's going to wind up calling in confused tomorrow, I bet. That's generally what happens. Oh, boy. Right? Exactly.
I'm calling in broke.
I am calling in broke. There you go. That's perfect. So, yeah. So, anyway, thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back next Monday night. probably at 8 o'clock Eastern. Remember, folks, homeless people need loving, too. Support the Free Love Nest for Homeless People in Daytona Beach Project by visiting their website at www.freelovenestforhomelesspeopleindaytonabeach.org. Have a good night, a good week. Stay tuned for a brand new This Way Out.
Ooh.
Oh, wow, I actually kind of went a little too quickly there.
Is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.